Well, thanks for coming in, Jim. We're talking with Jim Waite, who I guess we could call him a two-stream coach, a well-known, well-renowned coach in two sports, curling and golf, and still coaching in golf. Jim, thanks for dropping by the studio.
My pleasure, Ian.
Boy, there's a lot to talk about here, but I'm really interested in how you got started in coaching, because that would have been with, would that have been with curling, or would that have been with golf?
Actually, they started about the same time.
Okay.
It was in the early 90s. There was a bit of a lull in Canada winning anything in the world level, including the Olympics. And so there's a big meeting in Ottawa with top players and coaches, and they decided to start a team leader program because the players just say, we just aren't ready for international competitions. And so Lindsay Sparks and I started as the men's and women's team leader in 1993.
Now, you turned things around in relatively quick fashion, spectacularly. Two golds and two silvers, I believe.
In the Olympics.
In the Olympics, yes.
Yes, but this was, we were considering mostly the world championships at that point. But that was a huge turnaround, too. Just to take all the pressure off of the players of going to different countries, their wives, and all the different things that had to be done in the background. And so we took care of all of that. So the players just had to play on the ice, and it worked out well.
You've explained how you got into it, and you're still coaching in that. What is the takeaway for you? What is it that you draw out of coaching?
Well, I really get a kick out of seeing the kids have success. And if I feel I've been a part of that, then that's what brings me back every year to keep doing it.
Yeah,
it's such a pleasure to work with them because they're so attentive and they listen. For them to have success, and a lot of them have, like Charles Fitzsimmons, for instance, was at Western, believe it or not, for 13 years, and he took all the degrees he could, and then he was working over there, and he's one of the top amateurs in Canada right now, and he started at Western a long time ago, so that's the pleasure I get in seeing the kids have success.
I just want to talk about challenges in coaching. Is that one of the challenges, is keeping players focused, keeping them, if they've had a bad round or a bad game, whatever, is getting them back on track? Is that one of the biggest challenges?
That's one of the things we have to do with them. If they have a terrible round in a tournament, you see, what we do in golf, we play five players and you count your best four. I'm always dealing with the fifth player, you know, as much as I am with the other four, as to get them back on track and get them to be counting the next day as one of the top four. It's all about feeling good about how you're playing and feeling good about yourself and your abilities. And so we work on that, feeling good about yourself out there.
So that would be confidence.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, you've had many highlights. I don't know, can you pick one? Would it be the Olympics? Would there be one that really, that you're most proud of?
I'm very proud of winning in Vancouver. I went to four Olympics, and we won two golds and we won two silvers. Now, the one silver, when Mike Harris won it in Nagano, Japan, that was almost, we could write that one off because he was so sick. He had 104 degree temperature and he still wouldn't come off the ice. He had to play. And he didn't play a very good game. And we lost. We didn't lose. We tell him we don't lose the gold. We won the silver. And so we won that one. But then we won gold with Brad Gushue in Turin, Italy. Then we won gold again with Kevin Martin in Vancouver. You know, we did really, really well, and so we're proud of what we've done, even though we didn't win them all.
Now, for someone that's in sport and maybe is looking career-wise to move on in that, but maybe is now contemplating coaching, is there a piece of advice you'd give them about coaching?
Well, you have to start taking the courses. Like, there are courses if you want to be a coach in levels 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the top-level coaches are level 5, but they've gone through all of the learning and the learning of the skills. And then you put all of that to experience. And so you take what you learn, you go and work with groups and work with people, work with young people, and develop it.